While the laws are changing in Europe, digital norms are changing around the world. Many experts say people are coming to expect more transparency in terms of what data is collected about them and how it is used. Here's NPR tech correspondent Aarti Shahani.
Ahead of the change in European law set for May, there's a lot of forecasting going on. According to data privacy experts like Raina Stamboliska, who's based in Paris, the internet is going to change in a big way. It's going to become a place where no means no.
Before you even, you know, put your cookie on my computer or on my mobile device, you have to make sure I consent to being followed.
A cookie is a small piece of data a website might slip into your smartphone or laptop to keep track of what you're doing online. Right now, without clearly asking your permission, she says, many sites are watching your every move. Under Europe's new directive, that's not okay. Consent must be given, and it can be taken away.
Consent, just like sexual consent, is dynamic.
Stamboliska gives this simple example. Say you want to buy a new pair of heels. You're fine with marketers slipping a Zappos ad into your morning feed, but then later, you're done shopping.
Fine. If tomorrow I decide that I've had enough of shoes, I must have the ways to withdraw my consent and say, look, I'm fed up of your shoes. Now just stop profiling me and stop following me. And please do remove the data you have of me, because I no longer want you to keep it.
Europe, a continent that has not created internet giants like Google or Facebook, is now engineering a legal way to control them. If you capture or mine personal data, like height, weight, race, religion, browsing habits, you've got new obligations. Stamboliska says for too long, American companies have gotten away with too little oversight. In a recent scandal, Facebook lost control over the data of 87 million users. While CEO Mark Zuckerberg said sorry, she says,
you know, we don't need your apology. We need you to be respectful.
It's aspirational. Aspirational meaning that, of course, we would like to strive for what's considered the gold standard.
Michael Cohen is a lawyer who advises American media and internet companies that operate across the Atlantic. Europe's directive is sprawling, 99 articles long. How U.S. companies deal with new rules on the collection and storage of personal data, it's a work in progress. Internet users will start to see little notices from their news and music and gaming apps in the coming days and weeks. Cohen has a little confession.
I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm an attorney that writes those on privacy notices that 99% of the people, you know, never bother to read anyway.
But if users in Europe start to see really simple language, get truly easy to follow prompts, Americans might want what the Europeans have. Last week, Facebook's chief told Congress that he plans to make all the same controls and settings available everywhere, not just in Europe. Tech giants Microsoft and Google have indicated they'll also extend Europe's privacy rights to users around the world. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.